I really hate myself for eating that muffin. And I blame you. You saw me with the muffin. You should have stepped in.
I didn't see you with the muffin. I just...
You came in with banana bread, and I said, I just got this muffin.
Wait a minute.
And now it's like I feel I'm just all twitchy.
A little further from the table.
Yeah. Anyway, I wish I hadn't done that, but...
You taking a drive 4th of July? Robin?
Oh, that sounds lovely. I probably
will.
You can
make a decision right now to use this time wisely.
Me and my muffin?
You could be.
Use this time to become mindful and peaceful.
There's a CD out about...
You can do this by focusing on your driving.
See?
While you take calming breaths.
Right?
I was thinking while you're shoving this muffin in your pie hole.
Seeing what is going on around you.
It's a good idea to see what's going on around you. It's wise advice here.
Breathe in, hold it. Breathe out. Choose to accept what the other drivers are doing.
What is this?
Breathe in peace and acceptance.
It's a CD I got to help.
Breathe out criticism.
Do you need this in your life? I would think you're the last person who needs this.
No, I thought you might.
I do need this when I'm driving in the city here.
Yeah.
If you're moving slowly, accept that.
If you're moving slowly,
accept it.
So I actually usually come in the morning shift. My wife and I split. I came in the morning, it doesn't take me long to get into work. But I had to switch with her and come in during rush hour recently, and it was just I went completely insane.
Well, this is called Happy Driving Stress Reduction for Driving, and then on the front cover it says patent pending by Airy Melody Music.
No, it sounds like those self-help tapes that Stuart Smalley, the fictional character Stuart Smalley, used to do.
That's
about
right.
Driving, and now I want you to close your eyes.
Right. Wait, I'm driving. Oh my gosh.
So all joking aside, do you have something that I could listen to for real while I'm driving? That
Yeah, actually this is gonna speed your trip. Whatever.
Exactly.
Right?
That's exactly what I need.
So I'm going to play the song. It's by an artist known as Siv Jacobsen, J-A-K-O-B-S-E-N, although it's called the Nordic Mellow. Every cut on the record is, but this one. And it's called Shallow Digger.
To her wisdom, I am blind. I was born from her light.
Remind you of something at all?
Yeah, lots of different things, but I can't put my finger on one specific thing.
Let me do this. Let me play.
Huh.
There's something about this song. And in the cello line that happens there. And she also comes
from the land of ice and snow.
She's from Norway, Siv Jacobsen is.
Cold winds blow.
And she just has a new album coming out. She moved from Brooklyn. She was living in Brooklyn for a bit, moved back to Oslo, and wrote this magnificent record that reminds me a bit of Laura Marling,
mm-hmm.
also.
Yeah.
And as it turns out, she worked with Matt Ingram. He's a drummer, plays drums on Laura Marling records, also does other work with Laura. But Siv Jacobsen and Matt Ingram in London made this record together, playing almost all the instruments except for the string quartet there and the bass lines and stuff
yeah.
like that.
Well, the way you set the song up, I was expecting it to have a lot more electric guitar in it, or just electric guitar in it. And knowing the kinds of songs that Led Zeppelin appropriated and also did on their own, it's not hard for me to imagine that song, her song, being done by Zeppelin.
Yeah, and especially Zeppelin 3, which is where Immigrant Song comes from, is much more the acoustic, surprising acoustic
right.
kind of record.
Right.
At the time, no one thought they were going to pick up acoustic guitars to play. And
yeah.
Anyway, the Siv Jacobsen record is called the Nordic Mellow.
So, speaking of expecting electric guitars and not getting them, there's a new song by St. Vincent that just came out this past week that's not at all like what you would expect if you were expecting more of her last record.
Well, I also, the single and stuff that she put out, much more chaos in her music, and that's what I'm expecting.
Yeah, more chaos. And this new song, it's called New York, is really, it's a very lovely ballad. It's very bad. There are no electric guitars on it at all.
Wow.
There's none of that disjointed, you know, brashness that she had in her brilliant self-titled record that came out in 2014. This song is definitely a breakup song or a relationship song. There's a lot of resignation in it, but maybe that's too strong of a word. Maybe wistful resignation or just gracious acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
She's definitely singing about herself being alone in New York, missing someone who's left and gone to Hollywood, questioning whether she should follow this person. She's very heartbroken, but she seems to accept it as she reflects on how this person she misses is the only one who ever got her. And you're going to hear a line in this song that she repeats
okay.
to that effect. If you have kids in the car or you don't want to hear F-bombs, skip ahead a few minutes.
Ah, with about 2.5 minute song or so.
Yeah. This is St. Vincent's new single, New York.
New York is in New York without you, love. So far in a few blocks to be so low. And if I call you from First Avenue, we're the only motherfucker in the city who can handle me. New love wasn't true love back to you, love. So much for a home run with some blue blood. If I last drawed you on 8th Avenue, we're the only motherfucker in the city who can stand me. I have lost a hero, I have lost a friend, but for you, darling, I'd do it all again. I have lost a hero, I have lost a friend, but for you, darling, I'd do it all again. New York is in New York without you, love. Too few of our old crew left on Astor. So if I trade out for some Hollywood, well, you're the only motherfucker in the city who would, only motherfucker in the city who would, only motherfucker in the city who forgive me. I have lost.
the more I sit with this song and really linger with the words, it's just kind of crushing. And not just because it's so sad, you know, the loneliness that she feels in this song, but also the fact that she sort of accepts it, and she seems to, even though she doesn't like specify any blame or anything like that, she's acknowledging, hey, maybe I'm not an easy person to get along with. You're the only one who gets me. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it takes a lot for a person, I think, to own up to things like that, or to be that reflective and understanding of their own personality. But ultimately, it's a very beautiful sentiment, which is basically it's better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all. And she says, despite everything, she'd do it all again. No word on a new album from St. Vincent yet, but we've got to believe one's coming soon, hopefully this year. That would be wonderful. But we've got this great new song, New York, in the meantime.
I think she is starting a tour soon, right?
And starting a tour, yeah. Yeah.
So that often can mean...
Who knows?
Yeah. I have a bunch of ear candy for you.
I love ear candy.
First is going to be a new artist who I know little about. They're called Map Of, M-A-P-P-E, next word, of. They have a record called A Northern Star, A Perfect Stone. I kind of thought of this record when I heard it as somewhere between what Justin Vernon, what Bon Iver is doing now, and what they did on their last record, and if there was a record in between it.
Right, more of a bridge.
It could be this. I'm going to play a song called Caverns Dark.
Thank you.
You really have been in a mellow mood, haven't you? I mean, nothing wrong with that. It was beautiful, but...
There's been such beauty and spaciousness for me. It feels so good.
Yeah, I guess you need it.
But then again, I go out at night and see crushingly loud bands, so maybe that...
yeah.
It's the yin and the yang in my life. That is called Caverns Dark. It's by a group called Map Of. They're a Canadian band. A Northern Star, A Perfect Stone is the name of that record, which comes out July 28th. We did a song premiere on the blog for this recently. People might not know, we have this thing where we post, new videos, new
songs
all the time.
Yeah, lots of great things. npr.org/allsongs.
That thing, yeah.
Yeah.
While we're in this beautiful spaciousness, let me just play one more thing for you.
Some people find the next segment helpful if they're feeling rushed. Others, including my own children, find it not so helpful.
Find it not so helpful.
Why don't you give it a listen and decide for yourself?
Oh, come on.
Okay.
That's got to be a joke.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no, it's just, I don't think it is. This is the Happy Driving, Stress Reduction Driving record.
I'm picturing that being the soundtrack to images of people driving each other off the road and slamming into one another, giving each other the finger. And
Gosh. Well, all right.
Honk, 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 honk. Move!
And breathe.
Move and breathe. I think those are two good things to do. No, I want to play a record. I hadn't realized I did this, but I have the woman from Norway, a song called A Northern, from an album, A Northern Light. And then I want to play this by Ásgeir, who is from Iceland.
All right.
And I've been thinking about going back to Iceland. Maybe that's what's happening here.
Yeah. It's a sign.
It is. So I should just book it, right? One of the most beautiful places I've ever been to. So I want to play this new, Ásgeir has a new record out. It's called Afterglow. And I want to play this one song that I keep coming back to. It's called Underneath It. And more ear candy for you, Mr. Hilton.
I'm a cheap date.
Falling out.
shadows fall, we can find an answer, getting closer by the hour, closer than we have before.
Yeah, it really was incredible, and a little bit of Bon Iver in that one too.
I could hear that
vocals,
for sure.
Yeah.
But I love the shift that the song takes.
Yeah,
and the words just ripe for me. Calm is in the air. Leaves are floating by. A trickle here and there. Home to unify. There's something so amazing. I love that he's again tackled the record in English. His first record he originally did in Icelandic, and then had it translated with John Grant and sang it in English, and was at the time thinking about the next record, whether it would be in English or not. And I remember when I was in Iceland at Airwaves and seeing him perform all the songs in Icelandic, the songs I only knew as English songs, and seeing everybody sing along in Icelandic.
Yeah.
It was just a great experience to have. Oscar's second record is out. It's called Afterglow.
Very nice.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Support for All Songs Considered and the following message come from Squarespace. Squarespace offers a unique domain experience that's fully transparent and simple to set up. Make your next move by visiting squarespace.com to start your free trial and use offer code SONGS for 10% off your first purchase. Squarespace. Make your next move. Make your next website.
Well, I've got a really remarkable new song from Benjamin Clementine. Do you remember him?
Yeah.
He's this pianist, singer from London.
Tiny Desk.
Yeah, he did a great Tiny Desk. He had his debut record out in 2015 called At Least For Now, and that won the Mercury Prize.
It's been that long already?
Yeah, 25, couple years. His music is very dramatic, very theatrical, full of a lot of dramatic flourishes, heavily orchestrated. Yeah, in fact, it even sounds sometimes like something you might hear in a musical, but like a dark musical, mm-hmm. not a bubbly musical. Very bold music. He's back now with a new song from a new record that he's announced. The record's called Itala Fly. And this song is called Phantom of Aleppoville. It is a very powerful, profound, very moving song that goes through a lot of changes. It's a real journey listening to this one. So stick with it. Try to keep up with all the different parts that he moves through here. I can talk more about it when we come back, but it's a song that is about and inspired by bullying of children and what that does to kids.
Thank you. Billy, come on out of your hideout. Billy the Bully, it's all right, you've been forgiven. Come on out, Zacchaeus, come down from your sycamore tree. Where dancing roses are found, dancing for me, the difference between love and hate. Why is the same difference between risotto and rice pudding? And the difference between a dog and a stranger? Why is the same difference between children and bullying? Some say they wonder why you bullied me, but I laugh, 'cause I know that you know that we will never, never know why they keep the bullying. So believe, it's forgiven. Billy, bully, 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 it's alright. No, it's fine. No, if that's a prime, I see you coming. Congratulations. Let's hope as the growing grows, we'll be able to handle.
He really takes you on a journey there. There's a crazy chanting part in the middle of that. That's the bullies, the demons chasing after a child. And then he goes on to say, try to get the kid who's doing the bullying to come out and say, look, you're forgiven. You know, all is fine. But he begins the song by saying, leave me alone or love me. Benjamin Clementine says he was inspired to write this song after he read the work of Donald Winnicott, who's a British psychoanalyst who's written extensively and done extensive studies about the effects of bullying on children. And Clementine says that this is also a subject that hits close to home for him and speaks to his own childhood. He hasn't revealed anything specific. We do know that Benjamin Clementine, as a teenager, was homeless and lived on the streets of Paris for a while. In fact, that's where he was discovered busking a number of years ago as a musician. But, you know, so definitely a troubled youth for him. There's an incredible video for this song, Phantom of Aleppoville, that is on our website. Go to npr.org/allsongs, and you can watch it. And as you said, a very moving Tiny Desk performance as well.
I could only imagine the only person who could pull that off would have been Tom Waits.
Oh, yeah.
Except he wouldn't have. I don't think he'd forgiven the bully.
Yeah. Don't you dare pop your head out. Yeah. Anyway, that's from the record "I Tell a Fly," from Benjamin Clementine.
You know about the Blue Series, the
Jack White
third,
thing?
Third Man Records Blue Series. Have you ever been in that room? Have you ever been?
I haven't. In Nashville.
Yeah.
No.
So if you go into Third Man Records, they have a studio/performance space that is painted like a deep swimming pool blue. None of the walls have corners to it. They're all rounded, so even the floor just starts to go ramp up and then slope up and it becomes the walls. And it's this very disorienting and beautiful space of which they do lots of recordings in. And one of the recordings they did was My Bubba.
Oh,
You wouldn't think Jack White, who I think more loud music, mm-hmm. and My Bubba, who I think is the most porcelain, fragile, quiet music. They're, how about this? They're a Scandinavian. I swear I don't, I have another.
You better start booking your trip.
I think I should. Bubba is from Iceland, and My, or Me, really, as her name is spelled, M-Y, but the group is My Bubba. It's confusing. We won't go into that. It is from Sweden. And they recorded this song produced by Jack White. It's a single. The other side of it is You're Gonna Make Me Lonesome When I Go, about the Bob Dylan song. But this is an original song I'm gonna play for you by My Bubba. It's called Gone.
Yeah, the headphones on. Oh, honey, you're so strong like chili powder in your arms when you hold me in them. I never had a chance to get away. I'm with you. My Bubba. It's called Gone.
Nice interplay with the vocals there at the end.
And the drums on that and on a couple of the other records, all drums that don't drive the song but punctuate the song, and I really like that kind of percussion.
It's like Jay Belarose.
Oh,
his drumming.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely. So anyway, I'm gone. I'm going to, I guess I'm going to Iceland.
We'll see ya.
Be well. You got one more to take us out while
let's
I go?
Let's go out on Mogwai. This is the Scottish band, you know, they've been around for a good 20 years now and known for making this epic instrumental rock music. But they've just released a new song that is about the closest thing that they've probably ever done to like an indie rock song with vocals. It's called Party in the Dark. It's from a new record they have coming up called Every Country Son. This is the second song they've released from the record. The first one, called Culverine, was an instrumental one. This one's a vocal piece. And kind of going back to the first thing that I played from St. Vincent, there's a little resignation in this one as well. The lead singer on this one, Stuart Braithwaite, sings at one point, "I see everything, hope and suffering, tiny vehicles, space age miracles. All our hearts are sore. There's no fight left in this war." Huh? Yeah. So give a listen. This record is out September 1st. Every Country Son, and the song Party in the Dark from Mogwai.
Well, you be well.
Yeah, you too, Bob. We're recording this before the holidays, so did you do anything for the 4th? Oh, wait, it hasn't happened yet.
Oh, yeah. But it has. See ya.
Bye.
From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.